A growing number of international advertisers are pulling from the Facebook social media platform as part of the Stop the Hate for Profit boycott. The movement says Facebook allowed incitement and violence against protesters in the Black Lives Matter movement. VOCM's Linda Swain speaks with Terry Hussey of Vigilant Management and Josh Taylor of Tech Squad about what that means for Facebook.
What's the cost of Facebook, Josh?
Oh, it could be significant. And this isn't something that's completely new in the marketing industry. You've seen big brands pull their ads from various magazines and channels over periods of time when there was social upheaval, or when they felt that the station or where they were marketing had put a foot wrong or didn't represent their brand correctly. The cost of Facebook here could be pretty large. But the real problem, and to echo kind of Terry's point, is that they're kind of between a rock and a hard place, because this campaign has really lined up some huge companies against them with the goal of, you know, removing hate from Facebook. But the challenges here is, A, how do you define it? B, how do you enforce it? And C, and then how do you actually implement it if you're Facebook? I mean, building it into an algorithm is very tricky. Having tons of people scanning over posts is very challenging. So just trying to even define it and enforce it, and it's just such a complicated problem, and it will cost a lot for Facebook internally to do it. Every time a corporation comes out and says, you know, I'm doing this for a good reason, there are often other reasons. And behind the scenes, there's a lot of discussion that Facebook, for advertisers, hasn't been giving them what they got a few years ago. The cost and value per dollar in advertising has gone down, or at least that's the way I perceive it. What do you think,
Jerry? There's a lot of controversy about the rise of bots, false accounts on Facebook, false clicks, things kind of padding the advertiser numbers so that the numbers look good to the advertisers, but they're not seeing the same impact they used to see in sales numbers. So Josh raises a really good point there. Another thing that I really think is important is I'm very skeptical of corporations claiming noble motives. So a lot of these corporations were about to slash their advertising budgets anyways because they just had a tremendously bad first half of the year. And so they're going to pull back on their advertising. This is one of those two-for-one things. We're going to pull back on our advertising because it aligns us with this popular cause, the Black Lives Matter movement, the Stop Hate movement. But we were going to do that anyways, but let's not talk about that. So it's always worth looking at this with an eye of skepticism, because they're coming out against Facebook. And as what Josh says, maybe they're trying to leverage Facebook into giving them more value than they were before. So there's a number of angles to this. Some of these companies, they've shown that they've got this certain sort of ethics-first approach to business, but they are the minority. The majority of these companies are making a calculated move, and we'll have to see whether or not it works out.
But how problematic overall is advertising on a platform that some people see as generating hate, Josh?
I don't think these companies can skip Facebook completely. If your competitors are in there and you're not marketing in that medium, it's to your disadvantage. So while they have a lot of pressure on Facebook right now, and while them pulling their ad dollars at this moment in time, which I think is probably, as Terry alluded to, related to COVID and just slashing budgets in general, while this is scary for Facebook, people have been perceiving that Facebook has kind of disappeared for the last 5-10 years. People have said they had demographic issues, the Cambridge Analytica scandal was big. There's some real challenges to the platform, some people believe, but it's a workhorse. It just keeps going. Everybody's vested in there. For these brands that are in there have millions of followers. They have a huge body of marketing material invested into the platform. And as much as they could potentially start to put some dollars elsewhere to be more attractive, I don't see them leaving Facebook. So Facebook has to get their hands around this, but if they cave in too quickly and agree to very onerous restrictions on how they police posts, then they can also create a backlash effect, which is people will believe that maybe they're targeting things that are not legitimate. So as soon as Facebook enters into that, as Terry mentioned, you know, it's in every country, it's in all kinds of languages, and there's so many different types of media on there that the interpretation is so hard to scale that. The reason that Facebook is so big is because they were a social network that just scaled on technology to try and scale censorship. Is a very, very challenging skill.
There you have it. That's VOCM's Linda Swain speaking with Terry Hussey of Vigilant Management and Josh Taylor of Tech Squad about what a growing number of international advertisers pulling from the platform means for Facebook.